Hi, my name is Angelina. I'm 13 years old. Today is December 3rd, 2018, and I'm speaking with my dad.
Hello, I am Jose, and I'm Angelina's dad, and I'm 53 years old.
Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Well, I grew up in Miami, Florida. I came from Cuba, me and my family, when I was three years old. My sister, my brother, my mom, and my dad. We lived first in Carroll City, and then we moved to Hialeah. I went to a Skyway Elementary. I went to a private school. I went to Hialeah, Miami Lakes, where I played a little bit of sports. I played football, I played a little bit of baseball. We were always into sports, my parents. When we moved to Miami, there weren't any sport teams in Miami, so we adopted other teams throughout the country, and me and my brother, we loved the Dallas Cowboys. At that time, it was the America's team, so it was kind of easy. So we loved the Dallas Cowboys, and my brother still loves the Dallas Cowboys to this day. Me, I've kind of become, you know, a Miami Dolphin fan. My parents, in baseball, my parents liked the Cincinnati Reds. They had a couple players from Cuba, and that's why they liked them. Tony Perez, it was a famous player from Cuba. And we also, you know, we like the Cincinnati Reds also. What else?
What jobs did you have when you were a teenager, and what did you do with the money you earned?
Well, when I was in high school, I started working at McDonald's to make a little bit extra money because I bought a car. My parents bought me a car, and I had to pay some of it off. So I got a job at McDonald's. And from there, you know, I started college, and I moved on to a job in surveying. And actually, before surveying, I had a job in my mom's factory packing purses. They would build purses in this factory, and I would pack them. I used to love packing them because, you know, it was always like a little game for me, try to pack as many purses as I could in one box. So, you know, it was always a little thing that I always, you know, enjoyed doing. So after I did that, I quit that job. I made my mom look a little bad because one day I didn't go to work and I didn't call in or anything. So I kind of made my mom look a little bad on that, and I quit that job. And so when I was going to college, one of the classes that I had to take was a surveying class, you know, where you mark the properties and stuff like that. And the teacher asked the students that they were interested in pursuing that career and that he knew a company that was interested in hiring some people. And so I applied for it. It was a very interesting job. You know, I found it to be very interesting. I did that for 2 or 3 years. And again, I think I kind of grew up in that company. You know, I worked with some interesting people there, and one in particular person, his name was Pepin. You know, I learned a lot from him. And so, you know, I think I grew up a lot in that company. And so slowly and surely, you know, I applied for county jobs. I was always interested in construction. I studied construction, so I ended up being an inspector for the county and always involved in some type of construction-related job in the county. I've been in the county for 30 years, you know, having to do with construction and construction enforcement. Mm-hmm.
Are there any lessons your work life has taught you?
To be responsible, to always have a lot of pride in what you do. Sometimes you do the work that you didn't think you were going to do, or work that you didn't like to do, but, you know, whatever life, you know, brings. Always try to do the best you can, no matter what you're doing. Have pride in the work you do. And so, you know, I've enjoyed the work, even though that's not exactly what I wanted to do. I fell into that work, and I enjoyed the work, and I've always tried to do my best in doing that job.
Can you tell me about someone who has mentored you?
Well, like I was saying, in that surveying company, my supervisor, his name was Pepin. I learned a lot from him. You know, I never had a serious job That was probably my first serious job where I had serious, not serious, but I had responsibilities. You know, I grew up from just being an entry-level position to learning the job very well, where you know, he showed me how to do the work, how to supervise, how to be serious about the job, and I learned a lot from him. My dad was very important too. I mean, my dad was always been a hardworking person. I learned from him to be, you know, to be honest, to put in a good day's work. And, you know, my dad was just a very hard worker, and I learned that from him.
How did you find your way to your current job / career?
Okay, well, you know, working for the government was always, it was always a good job to get. I mean, they had good benefits. And so when I was going to college, I was always trying to get into the county or into some type of government work. You know, they had good benefits. I finally, after many, many applications, I finally got a call and offered a job. And actually, I got two offers at the same time. And so, you know, I took the one that made the most money and had the best benefits. But really, it was just a matter of trying to get into a company, in this case, government, where they paid well and they had good benefits, insurance, and so forth. So, you know, I didn't think I was going to be there forever. I thought I was probably going to have my own business, but it's easy. You know, when you get a job with the government, you know, you got such good benefits and you get paid well. It's a secure job. You know, 30 years later, I'm still working here, and, you know, I have good benefits and good pay. So it was not a mistake staying there, but it was not the plan. So that's where I'm at today.
What was the plan?
Well, the plan, I always thought I was going to invest in buying properties and fixing them up and selling them. And I just never got around to doing it. You know, again, the job with the county was a steady job with good benefits and good pay. And never took the risk of actually, you know, buying houses and fixing houses up.
Okay, topic change. What was the worst thing that you did as a kid?
Well, since you are my daughter, I'm probably not going to tell you the worst thing, but I'll throw in something. A little embarrassed about it, but when I was in elementary school, believe it or not, one day I skipped school and I spent the day hanging out at a grocery store, a Winn-Dixie, and I'll never forget it because I learned a very good lesson there for life. I tried to steal a Three Musketeers, went into the bathroom, stuck it in my pants, and when I came out of there thinking I was going to leave that store without Three Musketeers, their manager knew what I was doing, and, you know, I got caught, and I was very embarrassed, and that didn't, you know, again, that's the thing I will tell you that I did. That was bad when I was a child. I may have done other things, but that was one of them.
How did you get out of the school?
Are you trying to learn something?
No. I just...
Well, I never went into the school. I got off the bus and I didn't go into the school. I just walked away and went. Something that, you know, obviously, at the, you know, times have changed. Shouldn't have done it back then. Yeah, but it's a little different now. Number one, that was a dangerous thing to do. And number two, nowadays, you miss school, and we get a call, and we get an email, and we get a text, and we get everything. Back then, we didn't get anything. But still, not getting anything, I was so lucky or unlucky that day, for some crazy reason, my mom had to go to school and get the house keys from me because she didn't have the house keys. I don't know what was going on, but she had to go to school to see me and get the house keys. And lo and behold, there was no Jose at school. And so, you know, I forgot exactly what happened. I mean, I know it got a little crazy probably, but I forgot, how I found. I probably just finally went home, and I don't recall the details about it. But, yeah, she found out I skipped, so I got into a little bit of trouble that day.
Okay, tell me a story of how you met Mom.
Okay, well, I've known your mom forever.
Crazy love story.
Well, I don't know if it's crazy. I don't know if it's a love story, but it's there. So, I don't know. Her parents and my parents grew up in Cuba. Okay, so they were very good friends. So, her parents have a business that was about a couple of miles or less from where my parents lived in Hialeah. So, her parents, after they would close the business, almost every other day they would stop by my parents' house to visit before they went home. So that's where I met your mom. You know, that's where I first met her. But it was really in our 15s, or cousins' 15s, where we kind of talked, or we met as far as talking, and where maybe she and I showed interest in each other. So it was, you know, even though we knew each other from the visits from my parents and her parents, I think, you know, officially as boyfriend girlfriends, maybe we kind of met at her cousin's 15s.
Okay. Describe your marriage proposal.
There's nothing to describe. She proposed it to me. There was nothing romantic. There was nothing on your knees. There was no crazy romantic proposal. You know, we always got along very well, and we went out for a while, and we broke up for a while, and after we broke up, we got back one day as boyfriend and girlfriend, and within days of us getting back, we basically agreed to get married. We talked about it, and we just went ahead and announced that we're getting married. There was not really something that, you know, I proposed to her or that she proposed to me. I don't remember exactly, you know, how the conversation came up, but...
Do you think that was a little irresponsible?
No, not really. I mean, we came up with the idea, but we still had to face the parents. I still had to face the old... her dad. So, you know, they were happy. They were happy because, you know, everybody wants to see their children get married. I don't know if they were happy about me, but they were happy that they were going to be planning a wedding. So, but yeah, it was just kind of out of the blue. You know, we're broken up, we get back, and then we're going to get married.
Okay. How has being a parent changed you?
Well, being a parent changes you forever. You know, once you become responsible for someone's life, you know, it's got to change you, because everything you do is about your children. Every decision you make is about how is it going to affect your children. So, you know, it made you more responsible. You think you've already grown up when you become an adult, when you get married. You think you know it all, but when you have children, that's just another level of maturity that you have to reach, and more responsibility. Responsibility becomes more important than anything else, because now you're responsible for a child, for a life, you know, growing up, making sure they have everything they need, they grow up safe. So it's just basically you're becoming a more responsible person, and knowing that every decision that you make is going to affect your children one way or the other. So, you know, you always have them in mind when you make a decision.
If you could do it over again, how would you raise me differently?
Well, I don't know. I think I may have been a little sexist with you. I think I probably did not get you involved in sports enough. You know, we got you into a little bit of sports, but I don't think personally I would, you know, if you would have been a boy, I might have pushed you a little bit more in sports, and I don't think I pushed you enough.
I don't think I would have been good at it anyway.
You know, we let you go into tennis, and we let you, you know, quit soccer. You know, you showed a little bit of interest, but then you didn't like it. You know, I think that's the only thing different I would have done. Just pushed you a little harder in sports. I've always liked sports. I feel like in my life, I would have liked to have been in sports more than I was. So, you know, I thought that I was going to give my children a little bit more opportunity to get into sports. And even though you've had the opportunities more than I had, I probably should have pushed you a little bit more into playing sports.
Okay, this is the last question. What are your wishes for me in the future?
Well, you know, like all parents, They always want the best for the kids. So my main thing is that you're happy, you're safe. You know, one of the things myself that I'm happy and I know my parents are happy is that they don't have to worry about me. That, you know, I've grown up, I can take care of myself. And that's what I want from you. That you can, you know, when you grow up and you're a person who will be able to take care of themselves, that you find someone that you can spend the rest of your life that you're happy with, that respects you and takes care of you, and you guys get along and have a wonderful life. But basically, you know, happiness, safety, security, all those things, you know, is what you want for your children. And that's it.
Okay. Did you enjoy doing this interview?
Not really. But we had to do it. It was homework.
Okay. That's the end of this interview now.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.